It took 4 years, but the Lord of the Manor, an Englishman named John Black, built this regal home after amassing a small fortune in Maine lumber.
Ellsworth at one point was the second largest lumber port in the world. A tremendous amount of lumber coming down the Union River.
Joshua Torrance is director of the Woodlawn Museum and Gardens. He says Black took advantage of Ellsworth's position on the map by selling land to lumber interests and then getting into it himself.
He had sawmills, he had sailing ships where he was exporting his wood. He was probably the wealthiest person in eastern Maine.
After John Black's death 28 years after finishing the house, the home passed to his son George, who didn't spend much time there, choosing instead to live in Boston. The last family member to occupy the house regularly was John Black's grandson, George Nixon Black, who died in 1928 at the age of 86. Known affectionately as Nixon, he preserved many of his family's rare and pricey federal period furnishings, while adding his own pieces that reflected his interest in world travel and Edwardian excess.
There's a wonderful painting of the Garden of Eden by George Loring Brown. This is the English barrel organ. Canton china on the first shelf was used for breakfast. Here is a Japanese scroll painting. Examples of schoolgirl art. One of the very few surviving Fisk tables in America. The blue Staffordshire was used for lunch. A piano forte. We have the ping pong table. And the Mason's polychrome china on the third row was used for dinner.
But one of the most popular stops in the house for visitors, says Torrance, is the bathroom, which has been frozen in time.
It has a wonderful German tin tub, and in the sink you can see Nixon's shaving kit and the soap that he used, almost as if he just stepped out for the afternoon.
So this was his soap?
That was his soap.
His Badger shaving brush is sitting at attention where he left it, accompanied by a couple of old china mugs and toiletries, including something labeled comfort powder.
And what, pray tell, is comfort powder?
I don't know. I think it's like a talcum powder.
But it's John and Mary Black's bedroom just down the hall that contains what is perhaps the home's most priceless treasure.
This is the only known bed that survives with its original bed hangings intact from this time period.
In addition to the nearly 200-year-old bedspread and sheets, the mattress is also original, right down to the bedbug stains. And if you hurry, you might have a chance to see those stains. The mattress is currently bare because the bedclothes are undergoing a $60,000 restoration. Unlike most other historic homes, which are more often recreations of how a period house might have looked, Torrance says this is the real thing. It's a poignant snapshot of one family's brief time on Earth. For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.